This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana, formerly. But now we're located in Walker, which is about an hour's drive from New Orleans. Folks call me and ask me how far it is. Well, we have folks from New Orleans drive up here on Sunday morning for our regular Sunday morning services, Sunday night services. So we're about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And according to the traffic, which is horrendous these days, you know that's all interstate all the way, though. We're just about a stone throw off of I-12, so folks can get here very easily. But we bringing you these studies now on the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. Old Trailblazer has been here for a long, long time. Many, many years ago, Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. originated this broadcast there in New Orleans. He was the old original Trailblazer. He gave himself as an old circuit rider there, riding old Dan out in the country to the little country churches, to the logging camps and those places. And so we picked this broadcast up after Pastor Shelton's death. And we're going on. We don't have the sound effects and all of those things. But we right here. We have a little studio here. And we get in here and close the door, and old Satan creeps in under the crack. But we right here, and you pray for me. Would you do that? Would you ask the Lord to restrain Satan? He sits on my shoulder here and says, Trailblazer, tone down the message a little bit. You're getting too dogmatic there. You're saying, folks, if they never repent, they're going to hell. Well, that's what John the Baptist said. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Then the Lord over there in Luke said, except ye repent, ye shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of heaven. So we just here giving out God's word day by day, time after time. And it takes grace to be true to the souls of men. I know what we're facing today in this generation that we have now of easy believingism and all of those things. And the error, one of the things we do is refute error. We never get personal. We don't have a personal axe to grind with anyone. But we know, as a fellow said, we know a dead dog from a live dog, don't we? You ask somebody if they're saved. Don't you know if they're telling you the truth, if they're dead or alive? Don't you know that? Because a dead soul can't do anything, but a live one can. But look, we're coming here in the last day or two. We'd come down to that part in our study where the children of Israel, the Israelites, had been delivered from Pharaoh, so to speak. And here they come now at that evening hour. They came up to the Red Sea. Oh, I have folks who tell me they want to be saved. Seemingly they come up to the Red Sea of their lives. They don't know which way to go. And when they camped out for the night, they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, yonder off in the distance, they saw the Pharaoh's army coming. And the first thing they began to do was to murmur. Now, I find, my friend, in my ministry here, First Baptist Church of Algiers, the Old Trailblazer, radio missions, across this nation, we have a nationwide ministry, worldwide in a sense. And I find so many of our folks who tell me that they're saved murmur. They murmur because their children don't do just like they think they ought to do. They murmur because the pastor don't comb his hair the right way. They murmur because his shirt tail may be hanging out a little bit. They murmur. If you don't sing all the verses of a song, they murmur. If you sing all of them, they murmur. All of those things. And my friend, I go back to that one verse of scripture. The Bible says, be thankful in all things. Have you ever given thanks for a true gospel preacher that comes into your home there on a daily basis and brings you, thus saith the Lord? I get letters and emails from folks all over America on a regular basis telling me, Trailblazer, go ahead. I don't hear anybody preaching like you do. I don't hear anybody telling that the soul that sinneth is going to die. I don't hear anybody telling us out here to repent and come to know the Lord and be born again. I don't hear anybody telling us that any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I don't hear those things. Go on, preacher. And I tell them, well, folks call me an old kook. They call me a hellfire and damnation preacher. They say, go on, go on. You ain't no old kook. Go on. And they help me with the broadcast. And I'm asking you to help. And then we publish all of Pastor Shelton's booklets. Many of them were out of print there in New Orleans. We're putting those back in print. And I'll be glad to send you a list of every available tract that we have. I ask you right now to give them out to the jails and the hospitals and the break room there and the truck stop, you old truckers. You write me. I'll send you a packet, 10 or 12 of them. You put them in the break room there. And I tell you, it'll revolutionize your life to be able to go there. And Satan's been harassing you and haranguing you, and the Lord give you grace to do that. Or sit down there at the counter on the truck stop and next to a guy you may not know and say, hey, fella, would you like to have a good sound booklet? I've been reading this little booklet by Pastor Shelton, and I'd like to give it to you. And would you do that, my friend? We have titles from Ever Doctrine in God's Word. And I tell folks, it's better. What we have here is better than a seminary education, because we got a message on every subject you can imagine, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid simply by your writing. But let's get back into our study. We saw those Israelites now. They had come up there to the Red Sea. Oh, my friend, I've been against the Red Sea, haven't you, in your life? I've come up, no way to go. Can't go forward, can't go sideways, can't go backwards. And here they were, saw that army. The first thing they did was begin to murmur. I asked you folk, whatever your situation is, don't murmur and don't complain. You got a good wife, don't complain. You got a good husband, don't run him down the creek. Thank the Lord for him. Oh, my friend, I tell folks that there's more divorces caused over one thing than anything else. Folks will not say, well, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry if that's what I said. No, stubborn, old stubborn, hard-head cook won't say I'm sorry. But listen, friend, listen, don't murmur. Whatever you do, don't murmur. The first thing they did was murmur. And that's usually what the average one of us does, begin to murmur, complain, and they begin to accuse Moses. Wasn't there enough graves in Egypt, they said? Now, my friend, you talk about a low blow. They came there to Moses. He was their deliverer. He was their God's man in their presence. And he was leading them and guiding them. And they said, didn't we tell you to leave us alone back there? Didn't you bring us here to Pharaoh to slay us? And listen, what about the leeks and the garlics and the cucumbers? We wish we was back there. Well, what could Moses do? The only thing he could do was, like the rest of us, cry unto the Lord. Cry unto the Lord. Lord, what's your will? Show me what your will is. Old Trailblazer, on a regular basis, cries that cry. Lord, what you want me to do? You want me to go on in this ministry? They got lots of young folks maybe that you could put here in this work and go on and expand it and carry it on and with a greater enthusiasm than the old Trailblazer. He's got many problems, many medical problems, many heartaches and many regular body aches. Lord, is that what you want? You want me to go on, Lord, just hopping and hipping, hopping along? And making a mess out of things oftentimes. I asked the Lord that many times. Listen, show me what you'd like me to do. And the only thing Moses had in hand was that shepherd's rod. And he said to Moses, speak to the children of Israel and tell them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. And that's what he did. That's what he did. And when he spoke there, the cloud that had been leading them arose and went and fell behind them, came between them and that army of Pharaoh. It came between them. I have a vivid imagination, but I imagine that cloud of fire just came down very near the ground and hovered there between them and Pharaoh's army. I don't know how many. Somebody said there were 600 chariots. It was horsemen and swordsmen and spear people, and I don't know how many it was, but they were afraid. They were deathly afraid. They had no kind of weapons. They had nothing, but they had the grace of God. They did, and they had Moses, and he interceded for them. Do you have an intercessor this morning, my friend, tonight? Old trucker out there on I-70, do you have an intercessor? Can you look up when you're outside your truck and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for interceding for this old Joe. Thank you, Lord, for old Tom. Thank you, Lord, for just keeping me safe on this highway. Do you do that, my friend? Oh, that's just shucks. Shucks, Trailblazer, that's foolishness. No, sir. The Bible says, give thanks in all things. When you woke up this morning, did you say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up breathing? Did you know you could have been laying there cold and stiff? That's right. That's right. Just like every now and then we speak here about giving the Lord's money back, sponsoring these radio broadcasts, and the fellow said, well, one thing about it, if you took your money with you, your hand would be so stiff you couldn't get it in your pocket. Did you ever think about that? You ever think about a cold corpse in the coffin? He can't reach down and get a handful of money out of his pocket. No, sir. But my friend, listen, those fellows had nothing. They had no armor. They had nothing, but they had Moses and the Lord, was gracious. The Lord was gracious. That cloud fell behind them, making an impassable wall between them and the Egyptian. I tell you, my friend, this is a study I wish you'd study. that blessed my heart every time I think about it. God is above us. God is beneath us. God is behind us. God is with us. If you're his child, what other protection do you need? And when that cloud dropped over there, my friend, it was darkness to the Egyptians, but light to the children of Israel, or the children of God. Exodus 14:20. I wish you'd go there and read, maybe before tomorrow in our next study, go there and read that 13th, 14th, and 15th chapters of Exodus. And that's what the gospel to listen today. It's a light to the children of God, but darkness to the unsaved heart. People say, well, I don't understand the Bible. Well, because you don't know the Lord. You don't know the Lord. You don't know what the Lord has done. That's why the Bible says that the Lord sends the gospel light. The light of the glorious gospel comes into a sinner's heart and awakens that sinner. Surely we have our critics. They say, oh, we don't know anything about being awakened. No. Your average preacher out there, a little 90-day wonder somewhere, maybe an old man, he had never been saved, made a decision back there when he was 7 years old, come up through all of those things. He has no light. He has no light. The gospel is a lighthouse, my friend. But if you don't know the light, if you haven't ever seen the light of the gospel, not a physical light, not a light over in the corner of your room. We're not talking about that. Get straight now. Come on. But it's the light of the glorious gospel. And that light was a light to the children of God, but darkness all to those unsaved Egyptians back there. God spoke to Moses and said, hold your rod over the sea. We're going to look at that in our next broadcast. Our time gets by so quickly. I want to remind you, I often tell you that we have 9 of our radio choir CDs here, and there are about 18 songs on each one of them. Maybe play one in our next broadcast. They sell for $5 a piece. You send me $5, and I'll send you one of them, send you all of them for $5 a piece. And I tell you, if you have a sick one on a long-term illness, you give me their name and address, and I'll send them one, and I'll pay for it myself. I will. I'll take the money out of my pocket and pay for it. And I want them to hear these gracious old blood songs, saved by the blood, under the blood, what can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood. And remember, the old trailblazer will only have one motive, and that is to get out the gospel. Are you saved? Are you a child of God, my friend? I ask you that in closing, maybe to make an impression upon your heart. Maybe you go down the road saying, you know that old trailblazer, he don't think I'm saved. No, I didn't say that. I'm asking you to go in the bathroom and look at your mirror and ask yourself, am I saved? But we get back to that in our next study. I want you to remember my website. It's radiomissions.org. You can go there and find out much about the old trailblazer. You can look over on one side of your screen there, and it'll tell you where the trailblazer on the other side is live streaming. You just go there and you click on it, and you'll find it. You can hear the old trailblazer any hour of the day that you'd like to. But remember, my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.